once you get into a building, you have an office space, people know where to come. And again, it's because the focus is changing. To me, years ago, it was a social thing. I could go to someone's house and meet or do that. But if you want to grow and have a place, you need an office space. That's your backbone. That's where you get your roots at. That's where you start at, where you plan. And it makes you feel like you're organization to help others. And when somebody, if you're on the street and you go up to someone, you say, well, you know, you're having a hard time. You go, well, yeah, you know, I got this number to call. And they said, and you say, well, stop by the office. Well, you have to have an office to stop by, you know. So they go, oh, okay, well, I'll stop by. And that's how you get to know people. But to me, that's a very, very important step in making the vision happen, is getting that office space.
What kind of events do many of the people in Roswell, especially the people in the Black community, attend or they host or they put together?
There are a lot of activities around the sororities and fraternities. They have, there are some things that go on like in the Alpharetta area. They may be a part here, but they may go into like the city or Atlanta or somewhere to do. But they have those type of functions. The churches, of course, have functions. It's mainly around the churches having different type of functions. And a few of the fraternities and the sororities that have function. And the Grove Way community when they have like the banquets or something like that. So that's about the only ones that I know of. There may be others, but I don't get out very much, so I'm not sure. There may be some more.
How many predominantly Black churches are here in Roswell?
I would say four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
And which, could you tell me which ones are the oldest, I guess?
I want to say Pleasant Hill is older than Zion. It was Pleasant Hill and Zion, and then there were two other churches that started, I think, Gethsemane, like in 89 or something, and maybe another church here. But then there's a fifth church. There's one that's off of there. It's more people from the different types of island, like a Caribbean type church. And we went there, King's Chapel. So that's different. I think they've only been there like 3 or 4 years. But as people are moving into the area now, you're getting more and more churches is what I'm seeing.
Interesting. I know I hear about Pleasant Hill, and is it called Zion?
Zion Baptist.
Zion Baptist, I know.
Zion Missionary Baptist, right.
Do those churches, do all the five churches, you know, get together, or is it just?
No, they do not. It would be great if we did. Okay. Because, again, as a community, this is what we need to do is get together as a group. No, we do not, from what I could see.
Okay. Do you all get together with any predominantly white or, I guess, in other non-Black?
They do. Occasionally, I know that last year during Black History Month, we did have a concert, and it was with the Black churches, predominantly Black churches, and the predominantly white churches here in Roswell. It's usually an event like that, and I think Zion used to have something with that, with one of the churches. Like, we'd have services at their church 1 month, and they'd come to our church. So they've been trying to do that, to try to integrate the churches so it won't be so much Black church, white church type thing.
How is that working?
It seemed to be doing fine when we can do the events to focus that. Because one of the things I thought was very good was the Black History program. And it was, you know, all the choirs were saying, I think Pleasant Hill, I'm trying to remember there. And then they even did a combined song, which was very good. And I would hope that one of the things I would like to see more of that in Roswell. And I think a lot goes back again. It's just like in my hometown, it's the segregation that keeps you apart. Because people still think that we're still segregated in a way. Because when you say it, we'll say, oh, predominantly Black church, oh, predominantly white church.